designer clothes, core of Discovery style. What did the men wear on their 28-month trek? We'll find out right after this. The members of the Corps started out the expedition in military issue for the Army personnel, and non-military members were issued coats and overalls that Lewis had purchased along with military shoes to make the unit look more cohesive. These were the work clothes of the day and were to be worn during regular duty. The officers and military men also brought along their full dress uniforms to impress the Native Americans along the route. These uniforms were also worn for inspections. The general work uniforms probably worked fine for the first few months of the expedition, but would soon begin to wear out and were replaced by clothing that was better suited for the rugged extremes of the West. Heavy moccasins and warm buffalo robes for the winter at Fort Mandan. Breech cloths for the hot summer days and cedar bark hats to keep off the rain on the Pacific coast. What European clothing the men had was often traded to the Indians for food or goods. Soon the men were clad in buckskins and moccasins and looked more like the natives than a military expedition. As the Corps drew closer to St. Louis in 1806, they began to meet fur traders heading out to their trapping areas in the West. Many of the men traded skins to the traders for linen shirts and pants, and by the time the Corps reached home, a varying combination of buckskins and European garments would have been the look. It's not likely that the coonskin cap was ever worn by any of the members of the Lewis and Clark expedition, but if you feel it suits your needs, then go ahead, because it was all about the function when the men dressed for the trip. So get dressed and join us as we relive the adventure of the Lewis and Clark Trail on lewisandclarktrail.com.